carries. Article 28, to see if the town will vote to raise and appropriate the sum of $5,000 for the purpose of creating a recreation department with a part-time recreation director position. This will be a stipend position for $5,000 a year. Funds to be raised by taxation. Is there a motion in regard to Article 28?
So moved.
Les moves it. Is there a second? It's seconded. What's your name?
So, we try and do every 2 to 3 months, we meet with the school board and we're down there. And there was a big discussion starting about the use of the basketball courts and insurance and that the kids wouldn't be able to use it with the volunteers and because there was no insurance through the school. So I thought, well, we have insurance through the town because we have the tennis courts, we have everything. But in contacting our insurance company, as we all know, they kind of run the world, they said, oh no, you don't have insurance because you don't have a recreation director and you don't have a policy in place. So we've gone through other towns' policies to see what we need to do to, you know, and what they're doing. And you need a recreational director to implement your policies in regards to background checks for anybody involved with children doing sports, use of the facility. Somebody needs to, you know, be involved in that. And it's just a whole myriad of things that the rec director has to be involved in order for us to get insurance to use the ball fields and everything else that we have. I mean, we've increased our rec budget to do mosquito spraying. I mean, it's been a long time since my kid was in baseball or soccer, and mosquitoes are terrible. And as soon as she brought it up, I'm like, yes, they are. So this identifies a person to bring all these concerns to us so that we can keep the safety of the children in place while allowing them to thrive through sports and recreation.
Okay, further discussion on Article 28, right over here to Nadine. State your name.
Nadine Chapman. Will the use of the school gym be available to residents as well?
So we do not have control of the school gym. The school does. So that's a question for the school board. I mean, the insurance will cross over if the use is approved and it's, you know, gone through the recreational director, the insurance from the town will cross over into that.
There was a town resident who would open the gym for use by residents, and I was curious to know whether that was connected in any way, whether that was still being made available.
We have no control over the gym.
I believe as we were going through this that point was asked by that individual that heads it up, and they were assured that this article would not change that.
Hi, I'm Mary Pat Devine, and I'm glad that you explained how this happened, because when I saw that a rec department, I was very excited, but couldn't understand what the typo was for $5,000, because that wasn't going to come anywhere near making a rec department or someone to run it. And I just want to say that I think that for years and years that's come up, and I've heard many, many people say how much they would love to have a rec department, not only for the kids, but for the adults, for our community. And having been here when the school was planned and built, and being familiar with the folks who worked on that, I know that beautiful gym was put in there so that could be accessible to everyone. And so I really would hope that folks work on solving this problem, because the intention was that this would serve all the people of Freedom, and we really do need a rec department. So that's just my two cents.
I would like to speak and say that I am in support of this article, and I would also like to thank a young couple in town that has dedicated a lot of hours to football, baseball, and they've done this on their own time and used a lot of their own supplies, and that's Jen Brown and Josh Battles.
Keep the microphone, Joyce, keep the microphone just for a minute. You're a member of the school board, elected school board member, and is it your understanding that the school's intent is for residents in the Town of Freedom, adults, to use the gym at the school at stated times?
To my knowledge, yes, it is. I mean, they have to go through a procedure and get an approval through the office or the principal, but I believe they can.
Or if this passes, it would be from the office of the recreation director.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Kate Chabot. I'd just like to say thank you to the school board and to the school. Freedom Old Home Week, as you know, uses the gym quite frequently every summer for our events. And yes, we do fill out a requisition to ask for permission, and they have always granted that to us. Freedom Old Home Week insures all our own activities, so that's not an insurance issue. But it's important that everybody gets to use the gym when they need to, following the procedures. Thank you for putting this out there.
All right. Any other discussion on this article? Way back there. Pat, state your name.
Pat McCoy. I want to take you back in time. We did have a rec department at one time in this town. It was back in the 1990s. And we were able to give you a second tennis court and also the roller rink that we have. We also had several fundraisers, so that way we could even collect money for the lights that were put in down at the ball field. So it's nice to see this same subject coming up again. And thank you, Josh and Jen.
Okay, I'll just do it right there.
Hi, Jennifer Brown. I just wanted to say that I'm one of the people that helped get this going at school board, because I've been for the past 5 or 6 years working at school, getting all the sports going with the kids. There was only really soccer and baseball, which soccer is run by Camp Huckins and baseball is run through Cal Ripken, so they have their own insurances. When I went to school, we didn't have a gym there, so we couldn't play basketball or any of that stuff. Now we do have that, so we'd like to utilize it. And the school didn't offer insurance. We came to the selectmen. They're very willing to work with us. We were able to offer this year for kindergarten through third through PTO insurance, but we could not offer it to our fourth, fifth, and sixth graders because you need a rec insurance, because all the other towns have recs. So to play sports against the other towns, we have to have the rec insurance. So our older kids were not able to play basketball this year. But the same thing, 3 years ago, I started flag football in Freedom. And I have 35 kids that play. We had 26 kids that played basketball. So it's very big. Sports are big in this community. And I think sports are great for kids, and they should be able to play just like all the other towns. Where I didn't have that when I went to seventh grade, I tried basketball. But all the other towns had recs, so they played basketball. I sat on the bench because I never played. And by seventh grade, the coaches aren't willing to teach you. You learn all that in elementary school. And a lot of kids love sports. Like, that's what keeps them in school. As you get older, you have to keep your grades up to play sports or you can't play. And that's how a lot of kids get into college, through their sports scholarship. So I think it's great for us to start in Freedom with our kids, even though we only have 50 in the school. I get more than half of them to play sports, and they love it. I had kids already coming up to me asking when we're starting baseball. So I think it's a good thing. Even if we just start with this and develop a rec program bigger as we get going, I think it would be good for you to vote this in. Thank you. Ann Gaudette, I'd just like to say that, you know, we keep talking about we're trying to get young families to move to this town, and I think something like this would go a long way to being attractive to young families.
Thank you. Any other discussion on Article 28? Okay, then we're ready to vote on Article 28 to see if the town will vote to raise and appropriate the sum of $5,000 for the purpose of creating a recreation department with a part-time recreation director position. This will be a stipend position for $5,000 a year. Funds to be raised by taxation. All in favor, raise your voter card. All opposed, raise your voter card. Article 28 carries. Article 29, to see if the